I have no idea how this sounds. This is a new microphone. As always, welcome to Social Outcast Podcast. And this week we will be reviewing Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie and wish to. This week we have our first real guest. And stick around at the end. I do have some announcements about the podcast. And that should be all. So have fun and enjoy us talking for an hour. All right, guys. Welcome back to the Social Outcast Podcast. This week we have a special guest, Joseph.
Hi.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Joseph. I'm 16, and I can't think of anything else to introduce myself.
He has a better microphone than both of us.
That I do.
He is also known as Jesus and Zigzag, depending on who you ask. I'm personally a fan favorite of Jesus, or Jesus.
I don't know, but...
Which one do you prefer, Joseph? Jesus or Zigzag?
Ideally, neither, but maybe okay. Zigzag.
All right.
Or just good old Joseph.
Yeah, ideally, I'd prefer Joseph, but...
Ideally. So, this week is going to be Ollie's, not last week, but second to last week, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she put in her 2 weeks notice, quite literally. She gave me 2 weeks, so we're gonna miss her. And by "we," I mean me. I'm working on. I'm trying to find a new host. Joseph, feel free to fill in the application.
Okay.
So we're gonna miss her, but until then, I believe we have this episode, and then I think we're gonna try and do a Christmas episode. I don't know. Christmas episode might just be a normal movie we release on Christmas because. Did you watch Christmas Chronicles?
Yeah, I watched them.
Both?
Both of them.
Oh, okay. So, I guess that'll be our next episode. So, this week we are going to be reviewing Scott Pilgrim versus the World. This was Joseph's movie. He picked out the movie. Joseph, do you have anything you'd like to say before I go over the notes?
Yeah, I like this movie for its soundtrack. I also like it for it. It's more video game-esque, you know, directorial style. And the director, I wrote that down somewhere. I like him and his other movies as well.
Yeah. So this movie was directed by Edgar Wright. Some of the actors were Michael Cera. Nope. I think it's Sarah.
I think it's Sarah. That's how I pronounce it. But
Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Kieran Culkin. Those are the three stars. And then it was it is an action comedy fantasy. And it was released in 2010, and the description is, in a magically realistic version of Toronto, a young man must defeat his new girlfriend's 7 evil exes one by one in order to win her heart. So.
There's a band in it, too.
There's a band in it, too. Yes, there is a band in it.
There's multiple bands in it.
There are a few bands. The primary one being Sex Ba-Bomb.
Like the Mario. You know?
The Mario what?
Like the Mario enemies. Like Bomb-Bombs? Like...
I didn't get that reference when I was watching the movie.
Yeah, I mean...
Wait. Like... Alright, like what? Like... Which enemy are they? Are they the turtles?
They're Ba-Bombs. They're the wind-up bombs.
Oh. Oh.
From Super Mario,
I know what you're talking about. The 64. Ones with the key in the back.
Yeah.
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 I just call those bombs.
Yeah.
I don't play those kinds of video games.
Thank you for telling us, Joseph, because I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah. Yeah. So, first things first, I guess we just start going over. We haven't recorded for a long time. We haven't released an episode in 2 weeks. It's just been hard. I have an episode that's in the mid-edit, but we'll see.
All right, well, why don't we have Joseph start out, since he's our guest. Tell us your thoughts about the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I really like the intro. How it, like, pans, like, backwards, and it becomes, like, a really long room. Like, just going straight into, like, the beginning credits, I guess. That's enjoyable.
Yeah. It opens up, I believe, with him with the band, and he's telling them about Knives Chow.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of racist name, just because, like, the reasoning of her name being Knives is that she's Chinese, so that was a little sad.
Yeah, it's a cool name, though. But yeah.
it would be a cool name, but, like, the fact that they immediately made her Chinese, and then, yeah, it was...
I mean, they gave a lot of the reasoning for things, was like, oh, she's Chinese, and it's like, that wouldn't... If this was made in 2020, we would not say that.
Well, it was 2010, and I don't think they said it then. I think it was skirting the line for 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Performed kind of poorly at the box office.
Yeah, there was a few jokes in there where I could see where people were kind of like...
There's a sequel, though.
There is.
I don't watch the sequel.
Yeah, well, apparently there is. It's called Scott Pilgrim versus the World Water Crisis.
What?
I'm serious.
That's not real.
Yes, it is. Look it up on IMDb. Although I have been told we look too much stuff up live. But
what is it? Yes, Water Crisis?
Yes, Scott Pilgrim. So you type in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
It's a 10th anniversary reunion. For Water Crisis.
Oh.
I think.
Well, good thing I don't have to watch the second movie. But I mean, it did have some pretty big names in it.
Yeah.
Brie Anna Wilson, Kendrick Captain was in Marvel. It.
Anna Kendrick. That's Pitch April Perfect. Ludgate, right?
No.
No?
No, that's...
She was in Pitch Perfect. She was Scott's sister.
Yeah. But the person who you're talking about is also in it.
Yeah, I just call her April. She's from Parks and Rec. But she was in it. Chris Evans is in it.
Oh, yes.
With a horrible beard.
And weird eyebrows. Fun eyebrows.
Weird eyebrows.
Like, if I saw somebody, I'd be like, those are cool eyebrows.
So, I'm just going to say... Did you guys think the band, other than the lyrics, I thought they were actually pretty good? Like, the music style?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound of the band I liked. The lyrics were kind of nonsensical, but, like, the actual...
Garbage Man.
Garbage truck is good.
Yeah, no, the actual sound of them I thought was good. Like, for sure. I didn't think they were always like, oh, we suck so bad. And it's like, I've heard bands way worse than these people. Yeah. Like, they have, like, pretty good songs.
I also thought, like, that's kind of a theme for the entire movie. I felt like everything would have been better if they'd taken it just slightly more seriously. Like, I personally felt like I thought the movie was okay, but I think it would have actually been pretty good if they had, like, taken out the part that Joseph liked, like the video game fighting stuff.
Oh,
sorry, you go.
Oh, because I actually disagree. I think my favorite part of the movie was the way they styled it, where it was like this fantasy world. I thought that was really cool. Because I liked the movie. I did have a few problems with it. The main one being the fact that Scott was dating a 17-year-old when he was 22.
Well,
which is really creepy and illegal.
I did have... He's 23 at the time, and he is... I looked up the age laws in Canada, and while it is, in fact, illegal, it's still pretty morally messed up. Like,
The law is there.
I was going to say, if you have to look up, like, if it's legal for you to date this person, you probably shouldn't be dating them.
Like, the law is there so that, like, let's say there's a 14 and 15 year old dating, and then they age, and there's like a 17 and an 18 year old, it's not illegal, right? Because that's not that weird. But, like, that's, like, even if it's a small age difference, especially at that time, the maturity is so much different.
Yeah, which, and also, like, the other problem I had with Scott was just that he cheated on his, like, weird age difference girlfriend, like, illegal age difference girlfriend with Ramona. Like, it was like, why is Scott doing all this stuff in the beginning of, like, I don't know.
To be fair, he did break up really fast after meeting them. It wasn't like an extended thing, it was 2 days. So while it's not justifiable, but I mean, at least he did break up.
Yeah.
But I do like the style of the movie, like the way it was directed and like the like fight scenes and stuff like that. I thought that was a very fun part of the movie. I wasn't a fan of Scott. Like, I think we're supposed to like him, and I was like, you know, if you didn't do all that stuff in the beginning, I probably would have liked you, but here you are.
Scott's kind of a dick in the beginning and like the middle. But like,
Scott can be
mean, I kind of enjoy, I enjoy his character, but you know, he does have his flaws and everything.
Yeah, I think that I would like to see a little bit more growth in him in the movie, I think.
You've got that whole end part, which I felt like was kind of at least a little bit of growth.
Yeah, you know? I think we definitely saw a growth in him, but I would have liked to see a little bit more. But yeah, you do.
That was... speaking of the 17-23 age difference, like, as soon as they call that, like, as soon as the, what is it, Wallace? Is that his name?
Yeah.
The gay roommate. As soon as he finds out, he texts the sister, and I'm like, my problem with it was, he says, you know me, which clearly they do, because they've been living together for a long time. So why would you tell him something you don't want your sister to know if you know he's going to tell?
That whole intro with Wallace is kind of funny with where it points out like the things in his room.
It's
like it points out like they're in like what, a studio?
Studio apartment.
A studio
it's
apartment.
It's like a one bedroom.
Yeah.
So they're all sleeping in the same
room. I thought it was a one room.
Yeah.
Not a bedroom.
I don't know.
But I thought it was like out, a like, room and bath.
It's like computer Wallace's. Coat, Scott, coat, Wallace, and then it's got in parentheses better.
Wallace, like, well, Wallace owned everything, including the mess, and then Scott had a coat, and I think it was a pair of shoes.
It was like, and then I think he had was it the pile of laundry or whatever that was also Scott's, or?
No, I think it was Wallace's. I don't think Scott had anything.
Yeah, I said, like, I like that, like, when they were, like, pointing at stuff, they would be, like, I liked the parts where, like, they would, like, add the words, so, like, when he was, like, hitting his head against the light pole, it was, like, thonk.
Yeah.
Well, that reminded me of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse when they were doing that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see that.
And it is based off of a comic book
style.
So they do have, you know,
oh, it is. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse did it better.
Yeah.
That's my favorite movie, Joseph. You can't trash it.
Well, I think this is Joseph's favorite movie, isn't it?
It's one of mine, yeah. It's up there.
It's very easy to tell it's your favorite. You love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it is very similar to this, like in style.
And I like how it's kind of whimsy. Crash and the Boys. Were kind of funny. That whole scene, that first fight scene was really good. I mean, not really fight scene, but, you know, when they're doing their first performance, I enjoy that part.
Oh, you mean like the band playing?
The band stuff is fun, I think.
Yeah, I enjoyed the band stuff a lot.
Yeah. I think anything with a battle of the bands is always fun.
Yeah. I also like how Wallace was heckling them from the the top and they call him out.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I like
this
Wallace.
This is to the guy who keeps shouting at us in the top row.
It's like, the song's like, we hate you, we hope you die.
The song is called We Hate You and We Hope You Die.
And then, like, even their first song with Crash and the Boys, it's like, this song is called I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad. And then it's just so sad, and like a bunch of different like chords and stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that was
not a race, guys.
Not a race, guys.
Not a race, guys.
I love Wallace.
Yeah, no, Wallace is like really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, at first I was a little scared of when they introduced Wallace that it was going to be kind of homophobic or like, you know, like they were going to do something offensive with him. But he wasn't. He was just a jerk in general, not just because he was, it wasn't because he was gay, it's just because he was a jerk.
I mean, he wasn't that much of a jerk until he like seduced Scott's
sister's boyfriend.
I was like, Wallace.
And then the way I love the sister goes again
referring that that's happened before.
Wallace just has a way with the guys.
Yeah, there's a scene where Scott wakes up, and then Wallace wakes up, and then Wallace's boyfriend wakes up, and then the boyfriend, like, just some other guy wakes up, and they're all in bed together, and I'm like, I love that they have a straight guy in bed with three gay men, and I love the fact that it's not even a king-size bed or anything, it's a double, I believe it's an air mattress.
It's like, it's a mattress on the floor for sure. I don't know if it's an air mattress or not, but it's like a full size bed. It's like not like a queen or a king. It's like a full size bed. It's like the size of my bed.
Yeah, same.
I like how he waits for the package. Oh, sorry. You go.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I think it's funny that they have to, like, him and Wallace have to share a bed anyways. And, like, when he first told him, I don't remember if it was Knives or I don't know how to say her name.
Ramona,
yeah. I want to call her Rowona, but it's Ramona. He was like, does that mean we have to stop sleeping in the same bed now? You can go, sorry.
Yeah. One part that confused me was the subspace highway. I just felt like it was kind of introduced weird. Like, I mean, I think they give more explanation for it in, like, the comics and everything, but it was just kind of a weird concept. Like, I mean, it's of course, you know, enjoyable and stuff, and it's fantasy Toronto, but it's
Wait,
still kind of weird.
I remember them saying that, but what was it, what did it do?
Yeah, they only really, like, mention it by name, like, once, I think, and Ramona talks about it.
Yeah,
she says, oh, I forgot you don't have that in Canada.
Yeah, because it's, he keeps seeing her in his dreams. And then it's like, oh yeah, there's this really convenient subspace highway going through your head. And then, like, the door is also kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, I like the door.
That door was so confusing. This movie got so confusing during the dream sequence. There's, like, a 5-minute dream sequence, and the doors keep happening, but then it finally switches to real life, but then the same transitions are going on, and I'm like, wait, is this a dream, or is this reality?
But I think that's like, the point, which is what I like. I like when it's kind of like, wait, are we dreaming, or are we in real life? I think that was, like, kind of a fun part of it, where you were like, because a lot of the dream sequences would start out, like, normal, and you thought it was just a normal scene, and then you would realize, oh, this isn't real.
Yeah, like, there were a lot of scenes kind of like that, where it was, like, Scott says, like, off-camera, where are we going again? And then it, like, cuts to, the talent, you know, Steven Stills, and it's, like, we're at the Rocket or whatever, you know, for the party. And that happens, like, a couple times throughout the film, and I like that a lot. And you can see it in some of Edgar Wright's other works, such as, like, Baby Driver and stuff, where he's got these, cool transitions.
We actually were going to review that one. We've both seen that one.
That's an enjoyable one.
I was more talking about how it's a bit confusing with the, like, specifically that scene, because the transition of the dream are the exact same. Like, there's no other dream sequence.
There's, like...
three total. There's one in the beginning. And then he's when he goes to the bathroom, and you hear like the Legend of Zelda music, and then like he steps out and he's in like high school or whatever, and like the camera like rotates.
I thought those were all the same dream sequence.
No, because the first one he's just like, "Am I dreaming?" And then it's like, "No."
There's like a few of them where they're not necessarily dreams, but he's like fantasizing about them.
Yeah.
It's like when you like stare off into space, like you're daydreaming. That's what he was doing.
It was a confusing movie.
I
understood it, but I think I just enjoy that type of like transitions, and like you can't tell if it's real or fake.
Yeah.
Are you talking about when he goes to the bathroom and then walks out and it's a high school?
Yeah.
That's the same dream sequence.
What? It is?
Yeah, I have a note here.
I know. Some of the dream sequences were also just similar to, like, the fantasy elements of Toronto. So, like...
Yeah, that's why I was confused. Because, like, I didn't know if it was fantasy or if it was dream.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving forward a bit, if you guys are both ready. I enjoyed when Scott finally breaks up with
Knives Chow.
With Knives. It's like he's on the bus and it's like a lot of like slide cuts almost where it's like him thinking and he's like sad and he like gets sad and he's thinking about Knives, but then it like he thinks about Ramona and it's like, whoa. You know, and I thought that was kind of funny. Just that like editing.
No, yeah, the editing's really cool. I liked the way that scene was put together also. Yeah.
It reminded me of a comic book, which I think was the idea.
No, I think any, like, movie that's, like, made to, like, seem like a comic book usually turns out pretty cool in, like, the way it's stylistically done.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. Have you seen the old comic movies that tried to be comic books? But in
no,
movie.
I mean, I've just seen newer ones, so I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, they failed for a long time. The original Daredevil, the original Elektra, the original Punisher, those were all they tried to be comic book movies, like comic books and movies, and they did not work.
They figured it out.
Yeah, they did once Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse came along. That was the first one that really got it.
Well, I mean, this one did pretty good at it too, I think.
Yeah.
This one came first.
I mean, they started getting it here.
Throughout the movie, I think the narrator's really cool. Like,
I have a note there too.
Yeah, the narrator is funny because it's like a lot of the cuts where it's like, and now it's time for, and then it like goes on to something, and then somebody like says it again. Which I just, like, really liked. Like, it was, like, at the very beginning, it's, like, in Toronto, like, Scott Pilgrim is dating a high schooler. And then, like, it cuts to, like, them saying, like, that exact same thing, almost.
Oh, yeah, they're like, Scott, you're dating a high schooler? Like, yeah.
Scott Pilgrim was dating a high schooler.
Scott Pilgrim is dating a high schooler?
Really?
Yeah,
I liked the part where the narrator is telling the breakup story, where Scott is like, "Yeah, we broke up. It was mutual.
It wasn't mutual. It wasn't mutual.
Bad time? Not really.
It was.
It was a mutual thing.
It wasn't.
I mean, she told me it was mutual.
She dumped him. It was brutal.
433 days ago.
431.
31 days ago, Scott got a haircut. That same, you know, whatever.
3 hours later, his girlfriend broke up with him. He has not gone to a hair shop since then, and has only cut his own hair with his scissors.
His hair, okay, people kept, like, mentioning, they were like, your hair is getting shaggy, and I was like, his hair's not that long.
it was shaggy, though. It wasn't trimmed.
And then it cuts to him, and he's like, is it? And then he's got like this long hat on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like,
and people made fun of his hat, and I thought his hat was good.
I thought his hat was good. Pretty good too.
It was a fun hat.
It was a fun hat.
Do you want to talk about the? Oh, sorry, you go.
I was just gonna ask, do you guys want to talk about the fight scenes?
Yeah.
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 I like Joseph... how. Oh, sorry.
I was just gonna ask you, what were your thoughts on it? That sounded like you were gonna go.
I thought they were pretty enjoyable. You know, with like the first one's pretty cool, and I like how Wallace screams out like "fight" like every time, or like he's on screen with like one of them. It's like "fight."
Yeah, Wallace is always there to give commentary on the fights.
Yeah, I was really confused when the first fight took place because I wasn't expecting it.
I thought he was fantasizing it at first.
Well, I just have a note here that is, wait, is this a fighting game now? And then the next line is, what the actual... right? And I was just really confused. Like, I just watched this, by the way. Like, I watched this before recording. So all of this is still fresh, and I was just like, what is happening?
I watched this one this morning.
It was kind of, like, unexpected, because you don't really get that much, like, fantasy or whatever. You get, like, the brief mention of, like, the subspace highway or whatever. But then he just, like, throws the base, and then he, like, leaps up. And yeah. It's just like, what?
Yeah, which is why I thought it was, like, I thought he was just, like, daydreaming about it happening. Like, because there was also one scene where he was daydreaming during band practice, and it just cut to him, like, standing there, and they're like, you didn't play a chord the single song, like, you play, like, one chord the entire song. So I thought that was happening again, but no, it was real this time.
Yeah. Even going back to, like, the first fight, like, a little bit before... when he's, like, on the computer to, like, order something, he's, like, he gets this email, and it's, like, my name is Matthew Patel, and we're gonna fight to the death, and he's, like, this boring!
Is...
and it, like, zooms in on, like, fight to the death, and he's just saying, boring.
Yeah.
Later on, he's, like, I skimmed it.
Yeah. Did you not get my email?
Who remembers email?
Also, that was like one another problem I had when Matthew Patel showed up. Like, he like started dancing and they were playing like Indian music, and I was like,
It was rough because they didn't play Indian music full on. They played rock with, and they occasionally had the stereotypical Indian chime that like, duh. I don't know how to do it, but. Yeah, that's why I kind of gave it a pass, because it was, like, hinting at it, but it wasn't full on, so, like, it wasn't fully racist.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't good. But it wasn't as bad as Knives Chow, or the eventual fight, the twins fight, which was pretty racist. Like, they had a bunch of, like, it was two Chinese twins, which is already racist enough because they were trying to be Siamese twins. And then they had the dragons, which were their fighting aura things. And then they were doing all the synchronized, like, I think they were trying to be ninjas, but on a piano.
On a piano. I was, like, confused at first when they were fighting, because I was like, we get a background story for, all the other exes. But they just kind of show up, and they don't ever talk about them, really.
Yeah, the Katayanagi twins, who I think were actually Japanese, yeah, they're just kind of thrown in there. It's like, oh, shoot, we need 5 and 6, like, fast. And it's...
What?
Oh, and then it's like, because they're going up against them next. So, like, you get, like, this brief introduction, and then that's kind of it. Like, then you see him.
Did anyone else see the girl coming, the girl ex coming after the first time she corrected exes?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, yeah. And then when she showed up, I was like, oh, there she is. And then Scott still didn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, this is the first movie I've ever seen that had a woman orgasm to death by touching their left knee behind the left knee. Like, thank you, Joseph, for bringing that scene into my mind. It will never leave.
I forgot. I always, like, remember, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that second one with like the skater is like really cool, and I'm like, oh yeah, the third one is also pretty. Wait, who's the? Vegan power guy.
Oh, vegan power was so good.
Oh my gosh,
being vegan makes you a better person than almost everyone else.
I went to vegan academy.
Then the vegan police show up because he's made three offenses.
It's Gelato's not vegan.
Gelato's not vegan.
Chicken parmesan. Chicken isn't vegan.
Chicken's not vegan.
Yeah, well, so, like, that was, like, the humor that I liked. But then there was, just, like, again, like, there was a few things. Well, there was multiple things in there where you were like, yeah, that went a little too far.
I wrote in my notes, like, awkward at times. And I'm like, because I was, yeah. I think I was watching this with somebody else. And, like, that first Scott and Ramona scene. You know, like, on their date or whatever. I was like, I'm going to go do something else right now.
That's nothing.
I'm just going to go.
I watched The Witcher with my dad, Joseph.
Oh, I haven't seen The Witcher.
You watched that with your dad? I haven't seen it, but I know things. That's like.
There's an orgy scene, and I was sitting there, and I was just like, oh my god, I can't. This is very. And, like, it's everything is shown, right? Like, everything. And I was just like, okay.
It's like, wait, I think I'm getting a call right now. I'll be right back. Keep the show playing. Just let me step out for a second, okay?
There was dialogue. Like, there was actual important things happening in the middle of the world. Like, that's when Geralt and
Yennefer,
that's when they first meet in the show. Like, his timeline wise, so you have to watch it. You can't skip it because it's like really important information. But just for some reason, Yennefer decided that she would have the entire town in an orgy around her. So yeah, this is nothing, Joseph.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad because I mean, it was. I think like if you were like sitting with your parents, for me, like anything with my parents, they're like,
cover your eyes, they're kissing.
Like,
yeah, it's just a little awkward, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
Do any of you remember that? Good Luck Charlie episode where the mom makes a joke about, or not a joke, but she's like, "You don't need to talk when you're first in a relationship. You, your father and I didn't. We just." And then she just stops because presumably, you know, they were just having sex. And then her kid goes, "What?" And she's like, "Played checkers. Lots of checkers." Well, that's not the funny part. What happened was my parents, I told my parents the joke from that. And then my mom just said, "You know, before you were born, you and me and your dad had lots of checkers time together." And then just kept like, and then the entire day she was saying that. And then my sister got out a checker game and said, "Here's the checkers, mommy."
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
On Scott and Ramona's second date, there's this one line that I always laugh at, and it's like, he makes the garlic bread, and then Ramona's like, "This garlic bread's really good," and he's like, "Yeah, I could eat like garlic bread like every day of my life if I wanted to. I love garlic bread so much." And then Ramona responds like, "Then you'd be fat." And he's like, "What? No, I wouldn't." He's like, "Bread makes you fat." And then "Bread makes you fat?"
Yeah, there's just like no there's nothing that comes from or came to that conversation. It was a very random piece of information.
I think it was just like them being like, well, okay, I liked the date where they were like, it was like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes of just making out.
It's just like, here, I wrote you this song. He just says it.
Ramona.
Just like, I can't wait to hear it when it's finished.
Ramona.
Finished?
Finished.
Do you think I would violate copyright music if I just played it through the entire thing? Just Ramona throughout the entire episode?
Probably. I feel like you might run into some issues.
Yeah. I just take the Ramona word and just copy and paste it below the entire time.
Yeah.
That was later. Yeah. Later on in the movie, one of my favorite parts is, or not really favorite parts, but one of the parts that I always like is when Gideon actually shows up after. Well, spoilers, after the fifth and sixth fight, and the Rolling Stones is playing Under My Thumb as he exits the limo and Ramona goes back to him. And then later we find out, you know, he's got a mind control chip in her, which I thought was kind of a cool thing, you know?
No, I thought that was rapey. I thought that was borderline sexual assault, not assault, it was creepy. I did not like
it. Oh, yeah, I wasn't saying, the concept. I wasn't saying that was cool. I was saying more, how they were playing...
The music, yeah.
Yeah, the music, and how it kind of was, a plot device later on, you know?
Yeah, I, alluded to it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the trip's creepy.
that was creepy.
I know you. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that you would think differently than that. Okay, I have two warring sides of me where one part of me is Gideon was creepy and we hated him and he was controlling Ramona and stuff. But another part of me is if she tells you she doesn't want to date you and she starts dating somebody else, you can't just fight her boyfriend to the death because she doesn't want to date you. So it's two sides of I don't know what, I mean, I'm glad, I think it's better that he did fight her, Gideon. But if this was a real life situation and she was just I like him now, it's oh, that sucks, but you gotta let her go now.
Yeah.
To be fair, he did fight off six exes.
Mm-hmm. Seven.
Well, that was the seventh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fought six before that. Yeah.
That whole end scene is really cool, where he gets the one up after the sixth fight, but then it's a repeat, after he dies from the fight with Gideon the first time. After he earns the power of love.
Yeah. Has unlocked love. But
when he's suiting up. I liked the imagery of the sword in his chest when he won.
Yeah, when he gets both of them.
I liked the suiting up scene for that, where it's putting on the sweatbands, putting on the headband, and then he's tying his shoe for 10 seconds, where it's it shows him just crossing each lace, and then tying, pulling it tight, and looping it.
The music, the epic music faded out, and then when he ties the bow, he stands up and it comes back on.
Yeah.
Another cool part of that scene after is... when he, kills, the henchmen or whatever. Their bodies are in, coins on the floor.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool, how it was just, the coinage in the shape of, the body.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people die in this movie, and there's no repercussions for it. It's not oh, we have to fight, and whoever loses gets to date her. It's no, we have to fight to the death.
Yeah.
Well, they are reincarnated as quarters. It's not death.
Inflation.
So, did I tell you that Scott Pilgrim would be $175,000 richer after that?
How?
Quarters. If he took all the quarters.
Well, I don't think it was explicitly stated how much he got every time.
Well, I thought the number was how many quarters he got.
I thought the number was just like how many points he got for killing them.
Yeah, it was like a point thing from like.
I know it was the point, but I thought the quarters were corresponding to that because like each time the number went up, a quarter would come out.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure about that. I thought that it was more... Because he gets, like, what, 276 from the... Not even enough for...
A bus ticket.
The bus ride back, and that's 1,000 points.
Oh, it was? Okay, I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
Let me do more math.
Yeah. But I don't think it... I think it goes up, like, in weird amounts, but I'm not sure.
But he would be a little bit richer, at least. There were a lot of quarters in that final scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would definitely be able to get enough. Almost enough for a PlayStation 5. That was a bad reference.
It was fun.
No, it was bad.
He made me laugh. It was good.
I do quite love the scene where he says, the bad guy... the evil ex says, you know how long it took me to get all their contact information? And then he says, 2 hours? Like it's some massive. 2 hours!
The Nega Scott portion is really funny as well. And it's like, are you prepared to fight yourself? And then it just cuts to... It just cuts to him walking out with him.
It's like arms.
He's
like
a really nice guy! Lunch. He's like, just a really nice guy.
It's like, yeah, we just shot the shit, you know. we're going out for brunch on Friday. He's just a really cool dude. See you later.
See ya. That maybe that's what they were all reincarnated into, Nega Scott.
That was fun.
Yeah. Although. The end, the conclusion of the movie is, like, him is, like, Knives get, like, you can go with her and all this stuff. And I was like, you know, that was really fast of her to get over an affair, right? Like, she just found out that he was cheating on her. And then she's already over it and let it, like, go be happy with the person you cheated on me with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... The end of the episode, or not the episode, that's the end of the movie, really.
Yeah, I go through a doorway. Well, okay. Yeah. So I liked the character of Ramona, right? This was like the one thing, other thing I was talking about. I like the character of Ramona a lot, but I do think she falls into the category of a bit of like a manic pixie dream girl. You know what I mean? Like, she's seen as like really cool, and she's like got dyed hair, and she has like dated all these people before, and like Scott's this like awkward kind of uncool guy in this like lame band. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I did like her.
Yeah, I enjoyed her character.
Yeah, I liked her character. I agree. Joseph, any last thoughts?
Yeah, she was fun.
Yeah. In the credit scene, they play another song by them.
Rolling Stones?
No. By Scott's band.
Sex Ba-Bomb.
Yes. And it's that summertime one. And I just wanted to say that that's a pretty good song and I enjoy it.
All right. Joseph, before we go, do you have anything you want to shout out to our two listeners?
I liked your Batman episode. It was pretty good.
Oh, thank you. So if you're listening, go listen to our Batman episode.
Batman episode's good.
Oh my gosh. That was really funny. I was like, they're the first one?
They're the first one? There's a third one?
I knew there was three of them, but I didn't know which one was the first one.
I know, and you pick the one that doesn't sound like the first one, but the other two do. There's one called Batman Begins and one called The Dark Knight Rises.
And then there's also the whole other Batman, the Batman and Robin one.
Oh, Metal Nipples.
Batman.
Did you see what I ended up naming the episode, Ollie?
I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. It was called, here, let me just pull it up really fast. It was called The Dark Knight, Metal Nipples, and Spider-Man.
Yeah, that about sums up the episode pretty well.
I think that maybe that'll be our last episode together. We go through our podcasts and just have a clip show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What? I know I did some good titles. I think my personal favorite was definitely Friday the 13th, Necrophilia and Feet with the Side of Murder. That episode was pretty good too.
We missed out on our title for the Halloween episode. We did recorded it like 5 times though, and it just didn't work out.
The title was gonna be Abstinence Advocation.
What was it? What was the movie?
It was Halloween.
It was Halloween, the one from like 1960 something.
1969.
The one with
Michael I Myers. Never thought I would actually know the release dates of movies, but now I do thanks to this.
The first Halloween came out in 1978.
What?
What?
There are a lot of Halloweens, and there's been like a few reboots.
Yeah. I don't know, I could be wrong.
I can look.
I think it takes place in the 60s.
Oh yeah, it might be that.
Oh, it is 78. My bad. Yeah. All right. So that's going to close out the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Like I said, this is Ollie's second last episode. And but there's probably going to be a lot of changes coming up in the next few weeks. There's a possibility of changing the entire podcast as a whole, keeping the name but changing the movie reviews section. Just thought I'd warn you. I have been looking at other formats.
How so? But,
yeah. Well, since we are, my goal, I want to try and get like a group of people, like 4 people, that can just come on the show whenever they are available, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of having to have, like, because the hard part was Ollie didn't have quite enough time for this, because I don't have a life, she does. And
you have a life. You spend a lot of, like, your passion to this, which I think is great. And I really enjoy doing it. I do. Yeah. But unfortunately have a very busy schedule sometimes.
Yeah. But I want to do it so it's more like a talk show almost, but like funny. But I do want to keep the movie, I want to make it like segments, and I want to keep the movie review as a segment, but I want to expand what we do.
Which was actually the original idea of this podcast.
It was.
So.
Well, the original idea, we had 4 people, and then the first episode, we had some people not show up. And then we decided to talk about a movie, and then it kind of went from there.
And then it turned into a movie review podcast. But I think it went pretty well for the time that we've had.
Yeah, this is actually the 10th episode. So this is our
milestone.
Yeah, wait. I think we've been going for...
10th episode. Special guest me.
Yeah, 10th episode special. This is our 2.5 months.
Wow, nice.
So 4th of a year. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and then check out our socials on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Should I stop my recording? Okay.